confidentmanretreat.com. We're going to shoot 3 videos for you to tell you a story about what goes on at a ranch retreat. We have a few spots coming up for the Sylvandale Ranch Confident Man Retreat in Loveland, Colorado. We have some questions coming up from people who, women especially, what do you guys do at a retreat? What do you do? What do a bunch of guys do at a retreat anyway? Isn't that kind of weird?
You know? And you're hanging out with horses and stuff?
What do you do? And we laugh. The best way to answer the question, what happens at a retreat, is to tell you a story about it. Story is the best way. We want to tell you a story about Paul. Now, you're going to talk a little bit about horses and why are we doing horses?
Yeah, well, the thing about horses is that they're a great barometer for how you are showing up or what your intentions are, your energy is like. You know, they don't obviously speak a language, they can't read your mind, but they do read your intentions very clearly, and they give you immediate feedback, just like that. So if they think you're a predator, they're gonna bolt immediately. Mm-hmm. Or if they think that you're afraid of them, they just will walk away, not even pay attention to you.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, this is a great metaphor for the way we show up in relationships, especially with women.
Especially. So on to the story. Paul came last year to the retreat, and he's a rock star, right? He's a man's man. He flies jumbo jets 500 miles an hour at 30,000 feet. Women love him, but he's got a secret fear. He's got a secret fear of how horses react to them. He's afraid of horses being angry. He's afraid of being kicked or bitten. He's afraid of horses.
And coincidentally, he admitted that he's kind of afraid of the women in his life.
For the same reason.
That's right.
Being bit, being kicked. The reactions, the anger, the unpredictability of it all. So he came to the retreat wanting to address this fear. So the story, what happened on the first day, we're answering the question, who am I at the retreat? And who am I as a man when I show up in front of something that scares me? We worked on the difference between being the uncertain, tentative, scared, afraid person versus the dominant, controlling guy full of macho bravado who's trying to cover up his fear. What's in between those two extremes? And that's what Paul worked on with us.
And it was quite amazing. He stepped out of his comfort zone and was right there on the ground in front of this, you know, 1,200-pound animal. And he learned how just the amount of intention and pressure and presence that he had to bring in order for the horse to trust him first, that he's not a predator, that he's not a threat, and then to listen to him and do what he wanted the horse to do. It's what we call pressure and release. It's that sweet spot where you just have enough, but not too much. And how many times in my life have I shown up way over the top trying to muscle my way through, especially with a partner, a woman, and she pushes back, puts up her duke, she's defensive. Or I've shown up weak, apologetic, trying to get permission, is this okay? And then she just looks at me like I'm annoying and that I wishes I would just go away.
So when Paul learned these lessons, he decided on his attempt to get this is an exercise where we try to get the horse to lower its head all the way to the ground. He found out how liberating it was to find that sweet spot of not trying so hard, not trying to ask permission, not being afraid, but also not trying to dominate and yank the horse's head down. It was so liberating and eye-opening to him to see that there was much less work required when you become peaceful, calm, and confident that you're able to show up as a safe place. You start leading in a way that you never thought was possible. And he just laughed. And so the next thing we were going to talk to him about, what does he want to create when he gets home? How does he want to use this energy later? In the next video, we want to talk about how he went from who I am and finding that sweet spot in between being afraid and being a jerk. How is he going to take it home and what does he want to create there?
Yeah, and when we asked him, what do you want? That's the next question.
Yeah.
He told us what he didn't want.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
I don't want to be afraid. I don't want her to be angry. I don't want her to criticize me. I don't want her to reject me. All of those things.
So we asked again, but what do you really want?
What do you want?
And in our next video, we're going to tell you what his answer was finally to that question and how it was a game changer for him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the retreat's really about, and this is why it's unique, is because you can watch this video and hear this. You can read a book about this stuff, but actually doing it, actually doing hands-on,
yeah,
is totally different. It changes who you are.
Yeah, surrounded by other brothers and other horses. If you want to know more about the retreat, you go to theconfidentmanretreat.com. That's www.theconfidentmanretreat.com to get more information on this. We'll see you tomorrow in another video about Paul's next story.
And if you'd like to join us, then you can join on that page. You'll see that you can sign up. And I just want to tell you, this is no BS. It's almost full.
Yeah.
There's only a few spaces left. So, and it's gonna sell out. So go there now if you're really interested. That's confidentmanretreat.com, and we'll see you in the next video.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you. Bye.